By this time tomorrow, voters in competitive election states may rejoice because they'll get to enjoy some TV time, blissfully free of caustic campaign ads. Candidates and political groups spent millions this election cycle trying to sway voters, and local TV ads are only part of the pie. NPR's Money and Politics correspondent Peter Overby has been tracking the flow of cash throughout the campaign. He's broken the big money down to four big numbers.
I actually needed a little help with this. So the big numbers will be presented by Bill Curtis, judge and scorekeeper for NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Bill, the first big number, please.
$3.7 billion.
That's the estimated grand total for House and Senate elections, as calculated by the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics. In the national economy, it's not really a huge amount of money.
Well, how much is it, Peter?
Bill, it's as much as the worldwide box office for all 13 Batman movies.
Endure, Masterway.
It would buy the Pentagon 21 new F-35 fighter planes. Or you could use it to send 13,357 high school students through 4 years at Harvard and buy their parents a new car to take the kid to college. But this particular $3.7 billion was spent on congressional campaigns, campaigns that have been widely criticized for their invective and empty-headedness. So, Bill, how about the second big number?
$52,000.
That is the median income of households in the United States. Half of all households made less than $52,000 last year. But for the midterm elections, there have been 3,100 donors who gave at least that much. In fact, most of them gave a lot more. All told, these 3,100 donors have contributed more than $500 million. Topping the list is environmentalist billionaire Tom Steyer. He's been giving to his personal super PAC and a super PAC for Democratic Senate campaigns. Steyer's grand total is our third big number.
$73.7 million.
Going down the donor list, it's a big drop to the second name. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has put in $19,500,000. Third is conservative hedge fund billionaire Paul Singer at $9.3 million. There's a trend here. As mega donors gain political prominence, donors who make small contributions are losing influence. Here's Bob Biersack, an analyst at the Center for Responsive Politics.
It means that organizations across the political spectrum can conduct their activities with support from really a very small part of the population.
And the fourth big number.
$228,489.
That's the number of broadcast TV ads and Senate races that were aired by groups that keep their donors' names secret. You could have watched round-the-clock Senate ads from August 16th through today without being able to know who financed any of them. And this number doesn't count cable TV or radio ads. One secret money group has concentrated on a single candidate. Kentucky Opportunity Coalition promotes Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell mostly by attacking his challenger, Democrat Alison Lundergan Grimes.
How could Alison Grimes change Washington? She's already everything that's wrong with it. Kentucky Opportunity Coalition is...
The Wesleyan Media Project has been monitoring broadcast ads in the midterms. Travis Ridout, one of the project's directors, says outside groups in the Kentucky Senate race have spent $28 million on broadcast TV.
And about $5.8 million of that has come from the Kentucky Opportunity Coalition. That's more than the Grimes campaign itself has spent on political advertising this year.
That's right. The group financed by donors who remain secret out-advertised the Democratic candidate. And Kentucky wasn't even this year's most expensive Senate race. With thanks to Bill Curtis of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
You're welcome, Peter.
I'm Peter Overby. NPR News, Washington.